Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Charlotte Evans, Executive Director of La Maison au Diapason, an organization that provides free and specialized care and psychological support to people at the end of life and their families in the Oyamaska and Romanesque region, Executive Director of La Fondation La Maison au Diapason, and the Equipe d'Accompagnement, who will be speaking to us about a new financial support received from the provincial government to support the operations of La Maison.
Thank you, Charlotte, so much for being here with us today. I don't know if everyone in the area knows about La Maison, so could you please tell us a little bit about what you do and your role in the Oyamaska and the Bromissisqua region?
So La Maison provides free palliative care and end-of-life care to the patients who have a terminal illness who either reside on the Oyamaska or Bromissisqua territory, or who have a significant loved one who resides here. And the care here is entirely free, so when people come here, they don't pay for their food, they don't pay for their care, they don't pay for the equipment that we will use with them. The stay is free, and up until now, we were being partially subsidized by the government to provide that care. We are part of the healthcare system, or an important part of the healthcare system, in that we care for people who are at the end of life, but we're sort of beside the healthcare system in that we're not 100% funded, we're not within the network, and so this enhanced envelope really is a recognition of the essential role that we do play, and that the Maison across the province require this assistance to be able to function at capacity, to be able to maintain adequate staffing, to be able to continue to provide this really, really special care that we provide. Coming to La Maison is a little bit like coming home in some ways. It's not home, it's not a person's home, but it's not the hospital either. It's a very nice sort of in-between place where it looks nice, it feels nice, it smells nice, but there's also professional support 24 hours a day. There's a doctor who visits every day. There's volunteers who come and who serve meals and who help take care. So it's this very enveloping, warm, and lovely place to come at a difficult time in one's life.
And please tell us a little bit about this new support that you are receiving from the government. Is this a new program that they have set in place for organizations such as La Maison?
So actually, the envelope that was announced last week is actually enhanced support. So we have been receiving government support since our creation, and what was announced last week is an enhancement of that support. So we're going from $78,000 a year per bed to $110,000 a year a bed. So it's a very significant increase for us, and it really is going to allow us to continue to operate, to become potentially more competitive with the market, with the labor market. We all know that there's shortages of staff everywhere, and this money will really be directly applied to enhancing our working conditions for our staff and making sure that we have the right staff so that we can provide the best possible care.
And will allow more support for the services that you provide as well, and the care that you provide.
I mean, obviously, there's taking care of our staff who take care of our patients, but we all are sort of going through this increased cost of living. Food costs more, electricity costs more, general maintenance of the building costs more. So the monies will also be used towards just our general cost of operating La Maison. Year in, year out, there's a price tag to that, and this funding is really an enhancement of what we were receiving before, and it's just really going to allow us to breathe a little bit easier with our financing. We will still require support from the community, but this is just going to make it a tiny bit easier for us to operate comfortably and operate comfortably for the best of our patients and their families.
So this funding is really important for you. It seems like you're trying to create a place where people feel like home, but it's not necessarily their home, just to make them comfortable.
Absolutely.
So this funding is really going to make a big difference in that way.
Absolutely.
I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, because you mentioned you have the foundation, you have the Équipe d'accompagnement. Will it help these entities as well in certain ways, or it's really just focused here on the Maison?
Yeah, I mean, we always, our operations, we are three organizations, but we're three organizations that are very, very intimately related.
Yes.
And so obviously when we, you know, we must consider the global expenses, but the monies that we receive for La Maison need to be allocated to the operations of La Maison. And so the big emphasis will be there. It will definitely help our daily operations. It will help us reinvest into the care and services that we provide. It will help us just make sure that we're continuing to provide the best possible care while taking good care of our staff and our volunteers. And it's not going to replace the monies that we receive through the foundation. The foundation will continue to have its important funding events. We have a walk in a week and a half a big event for us that helps us, again, contributes to the global expenses, the global budget of operating our three organizations. So the foundation's activities will continue, but this is just going to help us catch up, actually.
Okay.
So we've been a little bit behind in terms of what we can offer, in terms of working conditions. This money will really help us catch up with the public healthcare network and sort of reduce the gap in that sense. And so, we all understand what the sort of the very precarious situation for healthcare workers, and this is really going to help us make sure that we're taking good care of them. I mean, I know that I've spoken a lot about taking care of our healthcare workers, but I think it's important that people understand that to take care of our patients, we need to take care of our people. And so that's why I've sort of put quite a bit of emphasis on that. But obviously, we're always seeking to make sure that we have the resources and the funding possible to continue offering care and services for La Maison. Because we're reliant on partial subsidies and partial fundraising, it's a sort of an ongoing process for us to make sure that we have the next year's funding to be able to continue to do what we do. And so this is a very nice gesture on the part of the government, and it's something that we worked really hard for. There's 36 maisons in the province, and we have an Alliance des Maisons des Soins Palliatifs, which is a sort of an organization that we're all members of, and there's a board, and the board worked very, very hard to negotiate with the government for this increased money, because we all are in the same situation, we all need it, and so it's 18 months of hard work that have come to this result, a very nice result for all of us. Just, it's going to help us all just breathe a little bit easier, I suppose, is the point.
Well, thank you so much, Charlotte, for speaking to me. I really appreciate it. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.